This morning on WCHL, yesterday's fast-moving thunderstorm took the life of a Chapel Hill man when high winds brought down a tree at his home. Local school officials say they're learning from last week's winter weather event to better improve communications with children's family members.
Friday was definitely a challenge. Conditions were such that in our district, when we made the call, things look good.
And the president's approval rating has gone up a little bit, which could lend a hand in the upcoming elections.
It does seem like people are warming up at least a little bit to Obamacare.
These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. And WCHL Championship Sports, day one of the ACC men's basketball tournament is in the books. We'll look ahead to UNC's first game tomorrow. Plus, the Carolina baseball team continued its winning ways yesterday, taking down another non-conference foe. And
two more branches fell off the Carolina coaching tree this week.
That's this morning in Art Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz. Begins now.
607 at WCHL. It is cold and breezy this morning. Winter is back. We do expect a lot of sunshine today. Our high today, though, only about 45 degrees, and the winds are expected to continue to blow, gust up to 35 miles per hour tonight. A Chapel Hill man was killed by a falling tree while standing on his deck during a thunderstorm yesterday afternoon, according to Chapel Hill Police. 55-year-old William Randolph Morris was pronounced dead when the EMS officials arrived at the residence on Roper Lane in Durham County, near the Orange County line. The storm came through Chapel Hill during the 6 o'clock hour, bringing extremely high winds along with heavy rain. The incident took place shortly around 6:45 p.m. Last week's ice storm had already weakened trees and branches in the area, and again, the man was standing on his back deck when a tree fell, hit him, and the man died. More details as they become available. Officials of Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools are reviewing better, faster ways of getting weather alerts out to parents after last Friday's freezing rain shut down district schools around lunchtime. WCHL's Danny Hooley has this report.
Assistant Superintendent for Support Services Todd LaFreeze of Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools says that last week's freezing rain was one of those weather events that catches everybody off guard. He says it's because there's so much guesswork involved.
It always seems that we're like on the edge of the forecast and the temperature, both in terms of the amounts and whether we're going to be talking about rain or snow. It just always seems like Chapel Hill Carborough were right on that dividing line.
Another problem was that the storm really hit Orange County hard by later in the morning, which had school officials scrambling to get the word out about closings.
Friday was definitely a challenge. Conditions were such that in our district, when we made the call, things looked good. It was raining. The weather service had indicated that temperatures were rising. We had checked power in our schools around 6 o'clock, and all our systems were good.
Then the weather took a quick and nasty turn. LaFreeze says the school system received the first reports of school power outages between 7 and 8 a.m. By mid-morning, five schools were without power. CHCCS made the decision that if power was not restored by 11:30, the five affected schools would be dismissed for the day.
Obviously, the temperatures inside the schools were a concerning factor, but at the same time, we didn't want to dismiss students out into an unsafe travel situation.
The word went out at around 10:45, and CHCCS was informed at 11 that travel conditions were okay for dismissal, but officials felt that safe travel window closing rapidly when high wind warnings for the afternoon started coming in. So the decision was made to close all schools in the district that day. LaFreeze says the message went out at around 11:50 that the five schools without power would be dismissed first, with the remaining schools to be closed on a scheduled rollout. He admits that sending the information out took longer than expected. The situation was complicated by the loss of phone service.
We recognized that we weren't providing a long window for parents to get home, and so we contacted the schools and held buses at the school beyond what we had originally planned for to provide time for parents to get home.
LaFreeze says that one bright spot was a policy of some elementary schools to contact parents directly from classrooms. He says he's only heard a couple of reports from concerned parents whose children were delivered back to their bus stops without parents being notified first. LaFreeze says that the school system will work to improve communications in preparation for the next weather emergency, as well as making sure schools get more and quicker updates on weather conditions. For more on this story, you can read it at chapelborough.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The president's approval rating seems to be going up. We'll have the story and more coming up in just a moment. WCHL News Time is 6:11.
Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill wants to hear from you. We would love to invite our clients to share their experiences on our radio and television spots this year, so please share so we can put you on the air. We received this wonderful testimonial from one of our clients regarding her recent pre-owned purchase with client advisor Daniel Wooliger.
Daniel Wooliger at Performance Subaru just put us in a fantastic certified pre-owned Outback. There are no hidden costs or surprises when it came to close the deal either. If you are in the market for a pre-owned vehicle, I would highly recommend working with Daniel Wooliger at Performance Auto Mall. You'll be glad you did.
Thank you, Rebecca. Daniel is a great asset to our team. Like always, you'll find outstanding sales promotions at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, where we sell new Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru, plus pre-owned vehicles starting below $6,000. And don't forget about our service centers. Not only are our prices exceptional, we also treat you like you're the most important person in our life, because when you step through our doors, you are. That's the performance promise. Visit our virtual showroom and find service coupons at performanceautomall.com, or visit us in person in Chapel Hill, just a quarter mile off I-40.
At the UPS Store, we love printing.
Printing?
Large format flyers, professional presentations and manuals, window clings, bumper stickers, basically anything you might need, we can do.
Impressive.
We do it all from start to finish. All you have to do is drop off your materials at one of our stores, or better yet, send them by email. Whether it's a few copies or hundreds of presentations, we give you a professional result and fast. To learn more about how we can help you, stop by the UPS Stores in Meadowmont, Chapel Hill North, and on Fordham Boulevard.
The UPS Store, where we have fun taking exceptional care of our customers.
Glass Half Full is the friendly neighborhood restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop in the heart of downtown Carrboro. We serve a delicious lunch of fresh salads, soups, and tasty sandwiches, including my favorite lobster rolls and mini burgers, and a soul-satisfying selection of Mediterranean-inspired small plates for dinner. Glass Half Full seasonal contemporary cooking, intriguing wines from around the world, and striking modern design attract discerning friends from around the triangle. So come to Glass Half Full soon for some good food, good drink, and lots of good fun.
Start your day with Ron Stutz and catch Ed Schultz from noon to 3 here on 97.9 FM WCHL.
It is 39 degrees in Chapel Hill, 613 in WCHL. A little breezy out there this morning. President Obama's approval numbers have improved slightly in a new poll, which could be one reason Democrats have retaken the lead in a generic congressional ballot. WCHL's Aaron Keck reports.
According to a new national survey from Public Policy Polling in Raleigh, Barack Obama's approval rating now 43%, 51% disapprove. Public Policy Polling Director Tom Jensen.
Those still aren't very good numbers, but they are the best that we've found for him since October. He had, in the interim, hit his record low at 41%. And it does seem like people are warming up at least a little bit to Obamacare.
39% of voters now think the rollout of the Affordable Care Act has been successful. That's up 7 points from late January. Democrats may also appear to have reason for optimism regarding the U.S. House, though Jensen's not so sure. Democrats trailed Republicans 42-40 on a generic congressional ballot back in January. They've now reclaimed a small lead at 43-40. Here's Jensen.
The problem for Democrats, even though they have the small lead on the generic congressional ballot, is that because congressional district lines across the country in a lot of states are really drawn in a way that benefits the Republicans, Democrats would have to win by a lot more than 3 points in order to have a real chance at getting back control of the House.
In another public policy polling survey released this week, numbers for U.S. Senator Kay Hagan of North Carolina also showed a slight improvement. She now leads the presumed Republican frontrunner, North Carolina House Speaker Tom Tillis, 45-43. In the previous survey, Hagan trailed all but one of the Republican challengers for her Senate seat. Aaron Keck, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
In other news this morning on WCHL, North Carolina House of Representatives District 50 Republican candidate Lewis Hanna thinks supporting small businesses should be a top priority in the legislature. WCHL's Rachel Mash has more on Hanna and why he believes he's the right fit for District 50.
Hanna, at age 62, has more than 35 years' experience as a community banker and served previously as a trustee of the Triangle Transit Authority. He says the legislature is lacking perspective on what true small business needs, adding that lawmakers have not done a, quote, bad job, but he believes that there is room for improvement.
My background in business-oriented decision-making, I think, is needed in the legislature in general.
Hannah will face off against Hillsborough resident and pastor Rod Cheney in the May 6 Republican primary for the seat which represents parts of Orange and Durham counties. House 50 Representative Greg Meyer, who was appointed to the seat in late October after Senator Valerie Fushi moved to the District 23 position, is running unopposed in the Democratic primary. Hannah, a North Carolina native who currently lives in Eflin, says if he is elected, he will concentrate on the revision of the state's lien law, examine sources which could fund infrastructure improvements, and support efforts to boost business in areas that have suffered job loss over the past decade. When asked about Governor Pat McCrory, Hannah did not directly comment on his job performance, but says he and the General Assembly should come together on supporting small businesses. Regarding the state's controversial voter ID legislation, which McCrory signed into law in August of last year, Hannah says he does not oppose it. The law requires voters to show a government-issued photo ID at the polls beginning in 2016. Other provisions of the bill significantly shorten the voting period and end same-day registration.
I have no problems with it. I'm a banker. Every time you walk into a bank, first thing you have to do is produce identification.
On the subject of the state's ban on gay marriage, Hannah says that the interpretation of the legislative language may be incorrect.
I think it's a difficult bill. I think it's some interesting things were consecrated in it that the people who drafted the amendment didn't think about. And it's what I said the last time I ran, is that the contract language, and it's been affirmed by several justices I've talked to, actually seems to be in contradiction to the laws that are on the books on that subject.
When asked about primary opponent Rod Cheney, Hannah says he believes that the two differ on several platform issues. Both ran against Fushi for the House 50 seat in 2012. Hannah says government regulations of all types have a place in sustaining the state's economy, but believes overregulation stifles growth.
I would say it's more a question of focus and experience. I'm not in favor of government legislating any more than necessary for the promotion of commerce. I go with what John Locke said, that government exists to support commerce. I really don't believe government should be into social engineering.
For more information on Lewis Hanna, you can read this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 6:18. It is time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. And this traffic report is brought to you by Five Guys Burgers and Fries. Nothing beats Five Guys hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all of 15 free toppings, plus their fresh-cut Idaho fries. Five Guys, Metamod Village. Traffic really hasn't picked up this morning. We don't have any problems out there that we know about. Because of the strong winds that we've had, we could have some more limbs or branches down on the road, so just be careful. We had one in our parking lot when I was driving in this morning. Almost hit, came up on it right away, and so just keep that in mind. And these winds have been kind of strong, and they're expected to remain strong for a while yet here in the Chapel Hill Carborough area. So just drive with a little extra caution out there this morning. Rand Northam is here. He'll be reporting on traffic. You'll hear from him in about a half hour from now. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this morning by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. Well, the weather is quite a bit different than it was yesterday. 39 degrees right now in Chapel Hill, and the winds are pretty strong out there. Sunny skies today. High today about 45, so it really won't warm up a lot. And the winds are blowing. We'll have gusts up to 35 miles per hour in the afternoon. Tonight, we're looking at clear skies with a low in the middle 20s. And tomorrow, sunny day with a high back up in the 60s. Oh, boy, it's like a roller coaster around here. High tomorrow, about 64 degrees. My goodness. It is 6:20 at WCHL, and time to take a look at WCHL Championship Sports. You know, the 2014 ACC basketball tournament is already well underway in Greensboro. Carolina opens its tournament run starting tomorrow against the winner of today's game between Pittsburgh and Wake Forest. WCHL's Matt Oakes has more on Carolina in the ACC tournament.
The number 15 Tar Heels have been busy recharging and refocusing for the stretch run that is March, full of tournament action that begins this week with the battle for the conference title. Sophomore forward JP Tokido, who was named to All-ACC defensive team earlier this week, says the Tar Heels need to get back to the form they displayed in their 12-game winning streak.
Any out the regular season, that Duke, it's pretty be a tough game. No one wants to lose that game, but, you know, we did go on a 12-game win streak before that, you know, pretty high on that. So leading into the ACC tournament, I wouldn't say we have a lot of momentum, but kind of look at those 12 wins, just kind of get back to what we were doing in those 12 wins and not so much in the Duke game at Duke.
Head coach Roy Williams says he hopes his team isn't satisfied with its recent regular season success and is instead saving its best for last.
Generally speaking, kids do get more enthused at tournament time. And so hopefully that's what's going to happen here. And I'm pretty straightforward with them. I'll say, hey, we turned it around, but let's not look back and say the highlight of our season was 2 or 3 4-week period in January and February.
The offensive firepower of this year's Carolina squad hasn't been nearly as potent as in years past. Tokido says that's why the defensive side of things has become such a high priority.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we know that we haven't had as many offensive weapons as we've had, you know, as comparison to last year. But, you know, we still have guys that can put the ball in the basket when needed. And you know, our defense has been way better than it was last year. So, you know, we did lose some firepower, but I feel like we gained a lot of defensive intensity.
Tokido says he's hoping Carolina's double bye into the quarterfinals will give the Tar Heels the fresher legs against a possibly fatigued opponent on Friday.
I mean, I think it's nice, you know, not to play as many games, and whoever we're playing probably has played a game or two. So, you know, they've probably got some banged up guys or a little fatigue going on. You know, it'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
Carolina sports a 90-42 all-time record in the ACC tournament, but has only a 4-5 record as a number 4 seed. UNC will be aiming to improve that record as a number 4 seed this year and hoist up its first ACC championship trophy since 2008.
Well, thank you, Matt. And that is the Tar Heels getting ready to play in the ACC tournament tomorrow. And let me tell you what happened yesterday. In first-round action, it was the number 12 seed Wake Forest upsetting, well, I can't really call it an upset, I suppose. They were playing in Greensboro, really close to their home in Winston-Salem. So number 12, Wake Forest, defeated number 13, Notre Dame, 81-69. That was what happened in the first game. In game two, it was number 10, Miami, over Virginia Tech, the number 15th seed, 57-53. And another game last night at 7 o'clock, and it was the number 11 Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets defeating Boston College, the 14th seed, 73-70 in overtime. Kind of an interesting game yesterday. So the matchups today are as follows. At 12 noon today, it will be number 8 Maryland versus number 9 Florida State. Then it will be at about 2 o'clock, number 12 Wake Forest against number 5 Pittsburgh. The winner of that game moves on to face North Carolina tomorrow. And then in the nighttime session today in the Atlantic Coast Conference Tournament at 7 o'clock tonight, it's number 10 Miami versus number 7 North Carolina State. And in the second game of the night, number 11 Georgia Tech will be taking on Clemson, the 6th seed. And that's shaping up to be our schedule for today. Again, 4 games in the Atlantic Coast Conference tournaments today and tonight in the Greensboro Coliseum. Number 13, North Carolina baseball team cruised past Gardner-Webb 7-1 at Bosch Amber Stadium yesterday to improve to 12-4 on the season. With that loss, Gardner-Webb now 6-10 overall. Luis Paula delivered a gem on the mound for Carolina, striking out 9 batters over 6 innings. The offense was in fine form, as well as Alex Rayburn smacked his first career home run for the Tar Heels. Corey Dunbar's early double gave UNC the 3-0 lead. Head coach Mike Fox's team never looked back from there. Henry Sisson, a sophomore transfer from Davidson, made his first career appearance as the Tar Heel and struck out the only batter he faced. This weekend, the Tar Heels returned to ACC action with a 3-game road trip at College Park to take on Maryland. Game 1 on Friday will start at 6:30 p.m. And a little bit of a surprise, Steve Smith will no longer be with the Carolina Panthers. Details on that story coming up next hour.
The Osgood File, sponsored by Walgreens. Taking control of diabetes takes an extra hand, so count on Walgreens for 24/7 expert pharmacy advice and savings right at the corner of happy and healthy. Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. It's beginning to look like the Cold War is back.
Mr. Putin, tear down these walls.
More after this from Charlie.
There are a lot of complicated things in life, rocket science, taxes, and tying a bow tie. But insurance does not have to be one of those complicated things. Your local independent agency representing auto owners insurance will sit down and customize a plan just for you. So instead of trying to muddle through it all online yourself, contact your local independent auto owners agency. Find your local independent agent at autoowners.com. That's autoowners.com. auto owner's insurance. They're no problem people.
If diabetes has you at the corner of a lot to figure out and a little help would be nice, you can count on Walgreens. With 24/7 expert pharmacy advice on medications and tracking your glucose, plus savings on prescriptions and supplies, we'll help you live well with diabetes. So talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today, because taking control of diabetes takes an extra hand. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Ukrainian Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk sat down with President Obama, vowing that Ukraine would never surrender its independence, even if the Crimea secedes and joins Russia.
We fight for our freedom, we fight for our independence, and we will never surrender.
He says Sunday's referendum in the Crimea is a sham because everybody knows what the result will be, and President Obama made it clear what our response would be.
We completely reject a referendum patched together with Russian military personnel basically taking over Crimea.
So what next? Well, recruit allies for the coming fight. First step for the Prime Minister of Ukraine, make it crystal clear which world he wants to join.
Ukraine is and will be a part of the Western world.
And to make it clear that Ukraine wants peace.
But it's difficult to have any kind of talk having the barrel knocked at your head.
And appeal to a nation that knows how difficult it can be to break away from an ambitious empire.
My country feels that the United States stands by the Ukrainian people.
But Ukraine carries a lot of baggage, a bankrupt economy for one thing, and a government that by all accounts is about as corrupt as it gets. That's part of the reason Ukraine has been unable to move closer to joining the European Union. But thanks to Vladimir Putin, the West now seems ready to look past the country's finances. Something about the ghost of the USSR rising from the grave makes a balance sheet look not quite so important anymore. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.
Orthopedic injuries can make even the smallest movements difficult. That's why UNC Orthopedics has made it even easier to get the care you need. Many of our services are located in a convenient facility on Highway 54 in Chapel Hill. The same exceptional care is available in sports medicine, total joints, bone health, orthopedic prompt care, in our fragility fracture program. For information, visit uncortho.org.
Having a nice lawn is not impossible.
Our mission at Landscape Logic is to help you discover the possibilities for your landscape. We'll evaluate your landscape, prioritize your needs so that you can make a decision based on practicality or economics. We are qualified and committed to giving you the direction and care you need to create a finished and kept look for your landscape.
Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to visit LandscapeLogicNC.com. Landscape Logic, the logical choice for all your landscape needs.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Green Energy Lawn Care. It's half off, $145 for a compost top dressing service, available now for $72. Green Energy Lawn Care believes that a homeowner should have the ability to reduce their carbon footprint while maintaining an organic, healthy, beautiful lawn. With today's deal, you will get 2.5 cubic yards of organic compost top dressing for your lawn, which covers at least 3,000 square feet. It's half off from Green Energy Lawn Care. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
All day and all night, 97.9 FM, WCHL, is your source for breaking news, up-to-the-minute weather, and all kinds of information on our local community. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, and instantly live streaming on chapelboro.com. There's an app for that. Now, back to Ron Stutz.
You know, this time of year, it's always right before a big game. Big games are always right around the corner. Maybe you're going to watch today, maybe you're going to watch tonight, whatever. Order today from Dickie's Barbecue Pit, and they'll have it ready for you to pick up on your way home from eight juicy hickory smoked meats. Dickie's Barbecue Pit, next to New Hope Commons in Durham. All right, your weather today, it's a big change from yesterday. It is 39 degrees right now, sunshine, high today in the middle 40s. That's what we're expecting. Also, some very strong winds, probably not as strong as yesterday and last night, but gusty nonetheless late in the day. Tonight, we're looking at clear skies with lows down around 25. And then tomorrow, sunny with a high back up in the 60s. Go figure. High tomorrow in the low 60s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear and lows in the upper 30s. We'll have some clouds moving in late tomorrow night. And then on Saturday, mostly cloudy with a high in the upper 60s. The rest of the weekend, not bad, but a big chance of rain in there. So weather just kind of up and down. I mean, it's just a continuous roller coaster.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carborough community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM WCHL, and you'll find it on our website, chapelborough.com.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett. A terrible crash early today in Texas during Austin's South by Southwest Festival.
People hurt, injured, bad.
Cops say two people are dead, 23 others hurt when a car being chased crashed through some barricades near a club. A number of people on a sidewalk were injured as they were coming out of a concert. Austin Police Chief Art Acevedo says earlier the driver had tried to evade a drunk driving checkpoint and a chase began.
The suspect vehicle struck a moped with a male and female on the moped and also struck a taxi. He then crashed into a parked van. The suspect then exited the vehicle and attempted to flee on foot. The officer was able to overtake him on foot and was actually forced to tase him.
And now,
this suspect will be charged by the Austin Police Department with two counts of capital murder.
Of the 23 people injured, five are in critical condition. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Oh boy, what a terrible situation at the South by Southwest Festival. It is 6:32 at WCHL. We have 39 degrees in Chapel Hill, high today only about 45. I'm Ron Stutz. A Chapel Hill man was killed by a falling tree last night while standing on his back deck during a thunderstorm. According to Chapel Hill Police, 55-year-old William Randolph Morris was pronounced dead when EMS officials arrived at the residence on Roper Lane. That's in Durham County near the Orange County line, a Chapel Hill address. The storm came through Chapel Hill during the 6 o'clock hour last night, as you know, bringing extremely high winds along with heavy rains. The incident took place shortly around, it took place around 6:45. Last week's ice storm had already weakened trees and branches in the area, and the strong winds just knocked a big tree down, fell on the man, and the man is dead. Again, that man is 55-year-old William Randolph Morris. What a tragic thing to happen, but just goes to prove those limbs out there and those trees, certainly dangerous after the kind of weather we have had. Officials of Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools are reviewing better, faster ways of getting weather alerts out to parents after last Friday's freezing rain shut down district schools around lunchtime. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
Assistant Superintendent for Support Services Todd LaFreeze of Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools says that last week's freezing rain was one of those weather events that catches everybody off guard. He says it's because there's so much guesswork involved.
It always seems that we're like on the edge of the forecast and the temperature, both in terms of the amounts and whether we're going to be talking about rain or snow. It just always seems like Chapel Hill Carborough were right on that dividing line.
Another problem was that the storm really hit Orange County hard by later in the morning, which had school officials scrambling to get the word out about closings.
Friday was definitely a challenge. Conditions were such that in our district, when we made the call, things looked good. It was raining. The weather service had indicated that temperatures were rising. We had checked power in our schools around 6 o'clock, and all our systems were good.
Then the weather took a quick and nasty turn. LaFreeze says the school system received the first reports of school power outages between 7 and 8 a.m. By mid-morning, five schools were without power. CHCCS made the decision that if power was not restored by 11:30, the five affected schools would be dismissed for the day.
Obviously, the temperatures inside the schools were a concerning factor, but at the same time, we didn't want to dismiss students out into a unsafe travel situation.
The word went out at around 10:45, and CHCCS was informed at 11 that travel conditions were okay for dismissal, but officials felt that safe travel window closing rapidly when high wind warnings for the afternoon started coming in. So the decision was made to close all schools in the district that day. LaFreeze says the message went out at around 11:50 that the five schools without power would be dismissed first, with the remaining schools to be closed on a scheduled rollout. He admits that sending the information out took longer than expected. The situation was complicated by the loss of phone service.
We recognized that we weren't providing a long window for parents to get home, and so we contacted the schools and held buses at the school beyond what we had originally planned for to provide time for parents to get home.
LaFreeze says that one bright spot was a policy of some elementary schools to contact parents directly from classrooms. He says he's only heard a couple of reports from concerned parents whose children were delivered back to their bus stops without parents being notified first. LaFreeze says that the school system will work to improve communications in preparation for the next weather emergency, as well as making sure schools get more and quicker updates on weather conditions. For more on this story, You can read it at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
It was indeed a difficult situation for everyone. The Chapel Hill Carborough Meals on Wheels program is gearing up for its Community Champions Week, running March 18th through 21st. As part of the National March for Meals campaign, 7 elected champion officials are set to deliver meals to homebound and hungry seniors. State Representative Verla Insko, Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinsmith, Carborough Alderpersons Damon Siles, Michelle Johnson, and Randy Haven O'Donnell, and Orange County Commissioners Renee Price and Penny Rich. Stacey Yusko, director of the Chapel Hill Carborough Meals on Wheels program, says that last year, Kleinsmith delivered meals during the campaign and pleasantly surprised a few seniors with a special one-on-one conversation with their mayor over a hot lunch.
It was a really nice synergy, I think, for them to see, oh, you know what, here this person is, and they actually are interested, and they are listening to us, and we're not a forgotten population.
Yusko explains that Community of Champions Week is an important time with the nonprofit to raise both awareness and the necessary funding to make it through the rest of the year.
In the month of March, there's hundreds of local Meals on Wheels programs that reach out to the communities and to help build support that will sustain them all year long. So we're taking part in that by having actively recruited some of our local political dignitaries to deliver meals with us next week.
Meals on Wheels relies heavily on at-large donations and grants. About 70% of the cost to provide the meals is supplied by the organization itself, which is not a federally funded program. The only guaranteed funding it gets is from United Way. Yusko says that 2.5 million seniors across the country were served last year as part of Meals on Wheels. The increase in the number of retired people locally has almost tripled the demand placed on our local branch of Meals on Wheels.
So when you think about the entire aging population across the country and the fact that 2.5 million people count on that lunchtime meal from Meals on Wheels is amazing to me.
About 150 volunteers make up the Chapel Hill cover of Meals on Wheels. Yep. Yusko estimates that the branch delivered about 32,200 meals to seniors in 2013. President Barack Obama is expected to announce changes in overtime rules, so many employers will be required to pay millions more workers for the extra time they put in on the job. The rules are aimed at workers currently designated as supervisory employees, but who are exempt from overtime because they get paid a salary of more than $455 a week. The changes to be announced today would take effect in 2015. And North Carolina's top utilities regulator has been subpoenaed as part of the broadening criminal investigation triggered by last month's massive coal ash spill that coated 70 miles of the Dan River with toxic sludge. The North Carolina Utilities Commission on Wednesday released a copy of the subpoena ordering Board Chairman Edward S. Finley to testify before a federal grand jury later this month. The summons issued by the U.S. Attorney in Raleigh is dated February 18th and requires Finley to also provide reams of documents related to the state commission's oversight of Duke Energy coal ash dumps like the one that ruptured. The latest subpoena is at least a 23rd issued in the wake of the February 2nd spill. North Carolina's environmental agency received 20. Duke Energy confirms receiving 2. WCHO News Time, 6:39. Julie McClintock says we need to be careful about our water quality. That commentary is next on WCHL, followed by Inside Carolina Basketball.
Here's a bold new promise from Diamonds Direct, all new for 2014. It's our exclusive 110% upgrade guarantee. Here's how it works. If you buy a diamond from Diamonds Direct, and after a year you upgrade it to a larger stone, we'll give you 110% of what you paid for your original diamond. For example, buy a diamond for $4,000 today. Trade it in on a larger stone next year. We'll give you $4,400 toward the new stone. That's 10% guaranteed appreciation. No loss in value ever. This includes engagement diamonds, diamond studs, diamond pendants. Think about it. We'll pay you more than you paid us for the same diamond when you upgrade. It's unheard of. It's also retroactive. So if you bought a diamond years ago from us, bring it in now, trade it up, and we'll give you 110% toward the new stone. Diamonds Direct, taking consumer protection to a whole new level. More confidence, more security, more value. Come and discover the power of Diamonds Direct, North Carolina's direct diamond importer, outside Crabtree Valley Mall across from Fleming's.
Here's Ted Seagroves of the Seagroves Nationwide Insurance Agency telling you why Nationwide
is the largest company in North Carolina, provides more insurance here than any other company. Great service, great support systems. We'll advise you. We'll talk with you when you have questions about it. We'll explain the policies to you. They sound like really basic statements, but not everybody does that.
The Seagroves Nationwide Insurance Agency. Let them take care of you. Contact Ted, Amy, or Pete today for great nationwide service for your family.
My house is really spent. Every inch of it is low rent. No class, I'm such a nerd. It's time to call Cedarburg. It just really makes good sense. 30 years experience. Call the man with the means and the dream team, Bill Cedarburg.
For more information, go to CedarburgKitchens.com.
Wake up every morning with one of Chapel Hill's leading action adults, Ron Stutz in the Morning News. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It is 6:41. Good morning.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Julie McClintock. Piedmont Creeks need your help. Rainwater's running off roofs, roads, lawns, flowing too quickly into our creeks. Hard surfaces have replaced forest and dramatically reduced the amount of rainwater that sinks into the ground to replenish our groundwater. Rapid bursts of water scour banks, degrade animal habitat, and carry sediment and fertilizers, pouring these pollutants into our creeks and water supplies. How can we fix our disruption of this natural water cycle? What we can do is to slow down our water, clean it, and replenish groundwater. How do we do it? This is an issue all of us need to work on because we are all part of the problem and part of the solution. When development comes along, we need to do a better job of managing the rainfall that no longer soaks into the soil but runs off. At homes, imagine where your rainwater goes. It's bound to be going to a creek feeding a water supply. We can take care of our creeks by building rain gardens and swales and by managing chemicals properly at home. Check out www.bolincreek.org. Let's care for our creeks and our drinking water every day. This is Julie McClintock.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Well, as you know, it is Atlantic Coast Conference basketball tournament time, and the Tar Heels don't play until tomorrow, but let's talk about the Tar Heels on today's edition of Inside Carolina Basketball.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams, brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
ACC tournament play began yesterday, but Carolina doesn't get started until tomorrow against either Pittsburgh or Wake Forest. The Heels enter the event winners of 12 of their last 13 games, but Roy Williams doesn't want his group to relax.
You think that you've accomplished something, you say, phew, and then you forget to work. Generally speaking, kids do get more enthused at tournament time, and so hopefully that's what's going to happen here. And I'm pretty straightforward with them. I'll say, hey, we turned it around, but let's not look back and say the highlight of our season was a 2 or 3, 4 week period in January and February.
We all know you can't predict Mother Nature, and circumstances can change quickly, which is why your Trusted Choice agent wants you to consider purchasing flood insurance now before you need it. Without flood insurance, you have no protection if your home or business sustains damage. There's a 30-day waiting period for new flood policies, so don't wait. Get flood insurance today before you need it.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Does the postseason put a little extra pep in the step of the Tar Heel head coach?
I operate on dreams and goals. You know, I mean, that's what I do. I don't operate on sorrow. And I do have big-time dreams and goals all the time. And tournament time comes, that's where you can reach those dreams. And be led by your dreams, not pushed by your problems. We've all got problems. But this time of year, I think you should be really enthused about your hope, what you might be able to do.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Exactly right, Roy. feel like this Tar Heel basketball team is far from being finished this year. Hopefully it will go on for a long time. 6:45 at WCHL. Good morning. I'm Ron Setz.
Hi, this is Sean Sloan, owner of Twig. Many people think of Twig as a go-to place for baby shower gifts, eco-fashions, and natural home products. But you may not know that we have one of the best selections of glassware, kitchen items, and food storage containers. Folks are trying to get away from using plastic goods, and we can help. We have break-resistant tempered glass storage that doubles as bakeware, freezer-to-oven containers, and leak-proof juice and shake tumblers. Located on Elliott Road next to Whole Foods, Twig, where it feels good to make your kitchen green.
Aren't you tired? Tired of worrying whether mom remembered to take her medications? Tired of staring at the phone until you hear that dad made it home safe from the store? Isn't it about time for a change? There's a reason you keep hearing our name. There's a reason friends keep telling you to call us. For over a decade, Home Instead Senior Care has been giving peace of mind to Tar Heel families, providing the support that seniors need to age in place. There is a difference, and that difference is Home Instead. Home Instead Senior Care. To us, it's personal.
Here's a look at what's new on Chapelboro.com. Mediterranean Deli wins Chapelboro's restaurant tournament bracket. The Senior Round Town Gallery takes you to the Murphy School radio show. Mark Barroso weighs in on Chatham Park, the controversial new development planned near Pittsburgh. And Freddie Kiger pays tribute to local heroes past and present with a moving speech at Chapelboro's Village Pride Awards. Visit Chapelboro.com today for all of this and more. Chapelboro.com, more of what you live here for.
All right, time now for Traffic and Weather Together on WCHL. This traffic report is brought to you by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. You can savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients created by Executive Chef James Clark and his very talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant is a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Now, with your morning traffic on WCHL, going to check in with Rand Northam, who's wearing green this morning, but trust me, it has nothing to do with Notre Dame.
Ooh.
And, you know, there's ugly uniforms they had on yesterday in the ACC tournament.
Yeah, there's plenty of those.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Hey, Ron, can you hear that?
What?
It's Punxsutawney Phil just laughing his butt off. Told you so.
Let's get rid of that darn groundhog, man. I'm sick and tired of this wintry weather.
I mean, it is right, though.
It's up and down. I mean, it's like we're going to be in the middle 40s today for our high. And tomorrow, we're back in the low 60s.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Let's just, I don't know. I can't figure it out anymore. I don't even try.
Yeah. Probably best not to try.
Yeah, probably so. Well, what's happening with traffic?
Well, traffic looking good to start off this morning. I-40, 15501, NC-54, and the Durham Freeway, as well as MLK, Estes Drive, and Franklin Street, all moving without problems.
Mm-hmm.
Easy for me to say. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. All you have to do is give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
I want to remind you that in our bracket, just for fun, I picked Wake Forest to win that game.
You sure did.
Yesterday.
You're one of the few.
I don't know how I'm doing otherwise, but
yeah.
I can't remember what I picked.
You're doing okay.
Really?
I think you got 2 out of 3. So that's where most everybody was. Art got a perfect 3 for 3 to start.
Really?
Off. Yeah. Yeah.
All
he's
right.
The only one.
Well, we'll
and he picked two brackets, as did I.
Yeah, well, he's the only one in a lot of things. So are you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you again in a little while. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carboro Weather, brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee fast. Wouldn't you like to have a cup right now? It's guaranteed to taste great. Fill up this morning at Cruisers on your way to wherever you're going. Cruisers, good to go. It is 39 degrees in Chapel Hill, kind of cool this morning. A little nippy out there. We're expecting a lot of sunshine today. High today in the middle 40s, though. So temperature's really not going to go up all that much. It's going to be windy, especially later on today. Hopefully not as much as last night, but windy nonetheless. Got a gust up to 35 miles per hour. Tonight, clear with a low in the middle 20s. Tomorrow, we're looking at sunshine with a high in the low 60s. Tomorrow night, we'll start out clear. Then some clouds will move in. And looks like a cloudy weekend. Slight chance of rain on Saturday night, I should say, and then a much bigger chance of rain on Sunday. So let's just hope it doesn't happen. It is 6:50 at WCHL, and I guess it's time now to move on to celebrity birthdays on WCHL.
Got a whole bunch of them to tell you about this morning. We'll start with jazz musician Roy Haynes, who's 89 years old today. Songwriter Mike Stoller. Ever heard of Lieber and Stoller? Mike Stoller, 81 years old today. Singer-songwriter Neil Sedaka, 75 years old today. Actor William H. Macy turned 64. Comedian Robin Duke is 60. Actress Glenn Headley, 59. Actress Dana Delaney, 58. She first became famous when she was one of the stars on China Beach on television. Remember that? Adam Clayton, a member of U2, 54 years old today. Jazz musician Terrence Blanchard is 52. Actress Annabeth Gish is 43. Actress Tracy Wells, 43. Rapper actor Common is 42 years old today. Actor Danny Masterson is 38. Actor Emil Hirsch is 29 years old today. Got some Chapelboro folks celebrating birthdays. Eileen Stowe. James Barrett has a birthday today. Happy birthday, James. Joyce Carrington. Natasha Snipes. Tom Wisnant. Craig Rifkin. Katie Burke. Jason Jabal, Seth Baldwin, Waria Bishop, Tony McFarland, and Rob Breeze all celebrating birthdays. And Pam Friedman has a birthday tomorrow. Happy birthday, Pam. I wanted to give you a head start on this one because this is going to be a big celebration. Happy birthday, Pam Friedman. You're going to get a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores, Fordham Boulevard and Minamont, where they love taking care of their customers. They will love taking care of you. Happy birthday from Chris Derby and the folks at UPS. To Pam Friedman, all of us here at WCHL.
All right, time now for trivia on WCHL. I'm Rod Sutz, and he's Freddie Kiker.
How are you?
Just okay. Yeah, how about you?
I'm good. I'm got one day of the tournament under the belt and yeah. Heading back for day two.
You ever get tired of basketball?
No.
I know you get tired.
Well, you get physically tired, particularly when you're working, you know, four games a day.
Uh-huh.
You know, just and then you go back, fall in bed, and get up and do it again the next day, particularly now with the way the tournament format
that's
is.
That's a long, grueling day when you've got four games.
A lot of games, but it's okay. Hey. I ain't digging a ditch.
You're not complaining.
I ain't putting tile down in the middle of July on summer roof.
So many people would love to switch places with you.
Very blessed. Get no complaints out of me.
You really are.
Thank you.
That's a good job.
Well, we're doing UNC and the ACC tournament again.
Uh-huh. For those, if you don't know, Freddie keeps stats and does other things for the networks and just, you know, gets to see a lot of games, that's for sure.
And it is particularly kind of
stressful.
Crazy, a little stressful because I'm working with both the ACC network, which is Raycom, and ESPN simultaneously through the entire tournament. So that means one ear is one truck and the other ear is another truck.
Oh, boy, that's tough, man.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and they're probably not going to replace you because, you know, they would have to get somebody else who could do all that, and that's not really that easy to do.
Kind of hard to do, and I am used to it.
And you've been doing it a long time. A
lot of voices in my head, and about 10 more than the two or three I already have.
You beat me to the punch. I was going to say that. Well,
all right, UNC in the ACC tournament. Everybody ready?
Yeah, I am.
When the Heels last won the ACC tournament title, which ACC team did they defeat to win the championship? When the Heels last won the ACC tournament title, and that should have been 2008, what ACC team did they defeat to win the championship?
I'm just not that good at remembering this stuff.
Well, this one's a little bit of a surprise because the team they beat doesn't have a history of making that deep a run into the ACC tournament.
Yeah.
So that's a clue. Well, give us a call, 919-929-WCHL.
Yeah. And we'll give you a shout-out on the air. We'll also give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. And you can, of course, as always, swap a trivia prize.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Dave Gephardt is today's WCHL hometown hero. And, Dave, you're involved in everything because everywhere I go, there you are.
We see a lot of each other, Ron.
Dave Gephardt has Gephardt Marketing Solutions in Hillsboro, and you have just an amazing amount of involvement with the Chamber, with Historic Hillsboro, the Exchange Club.
I guess it goes back to that thing, if you don't ask a busy person, you're not going to get things done. I've been lucky enough to be asked to help out in some areas, been involved in a lot of areas that have helped the community and helped the youth in the community throughout Orange County.
You have a long history of involvement with the Scouts.
Cubmaster twice, Scoutmaster and District Chair for 4 years. Both of my sons are Eagle Scouts. A lot of fun with scouting. It's a great experience and a great way for kids to learn responsibility and leadership.
Something dear to your heart is the Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors Bureau.
The tourism for Orange County is just a fantastic industry for us. Non-polluting. We bring in a lot of people for Orange County. A lot of restaurants, hotels, event spaces. Lots of people benefit, and it brings in just tons of tax money. They say for every dollar we spend in the county earns $17.
Dave, over the years, you have been willing to put yourself out there as a board member and even president of several different local organizations. You have been involved with the Exchange Club in Hillsboro for a long time, and also Hog Day in Hillsboro.
Hog Day has just been a fantastic way bringing people to a town that haven't been to Hillsboro before. We're awful excited. We've got a key group now, some of the original people and some others that are interested in, and we're looking to see a way to revive it. And I think it's going to again take off and be bigger and better than ever.
We're talking to Dave Gephardt, and Dave, you're a pretty big guy, admittedly, but you played football at Carolina, right?
I was lucky enough to come about 100 years ago in the Bill Dooley, Moyer Smith days, and thought that Carolina would be a good fit with the business school, and got involved in football, and then after the knees started going away, got involved in student government.
What makes Hillsboro such a special community?
Oh, Hillsboro, it's growing. I mean, I can't believe my sons are, one's a mile away, one's 10 miles away. The restaurant, the nighttime scene, such a wonderful place to raise family. Schools just keep getting better and better every year. Nothing could be finer than to be in Hillsboro.
He's such a great ambassador. Thank you very much for all that you do.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Good morning. It is 6:57 at WCHL. Well, Freddie Kiger asking questions about ACC tournaments of the past.
Yes, and the last time North Carolina won the ACC tournament title, that was 2008.
Right. And this particular team, I mean, I'm not that good at remembering this stuff. Freddie has to give me hints.
Well, that's okay. But, I mean, this team just traditionally does not have the opportunity to make deep runs into the ACC tournament. It's just unfortunately been a part of their ACC tournament history.
Mm-hmm.
And the team that Carolina beat since we've talked?
Clemson.
Yes. Yeah. Clemson Tigers.
And
it was when Oliver Purnell had those pretty good Clemson teams. And remember the unbelievable, there were great matchups.
Yeah.
That year with Clemson. Fantastic games. This tournament title was in Charlotte. Carolina defeated Clemson 86-81 for their 17th ACC championship.
All right. Congratulations to Walter Holt. Thank you to all the folks who called in this morning trying to get the correct answer. But Walter Holt knew it right away. Walter gets the Swamp Trivia Prize and gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers. And Freddie, we'll be back tomorrow morning with another ACC basketball question.
Dana, time for your eye appointment.
Oh, good. While we're at the mall, I want new jeans.
We're not going to the mall. We're going to UNC Eye Care Center.
But will they have cool frames?
Where we can get all your ophthalmology needs taken care of at one time in one place.
But will they have cool frames?
They've even moved to a more convenient location right off Highway 54.
But will...
And yes, they have cool frames.
UNC Eye Care Center. Specialties include pediatrics, neuro-ophthalmology, glaucoma, cataracts, and oculoplastics. Now located at 2226 Nelson Highway. UNCI.org.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Green Energy Lawn Care. It's half off, $145 for a compost top dressing service, available now for $72. Green Energy Lawn Care believes that a homeowner should have the ability to reduce their carbon footprint while maintaining an organic, healthy, beautiful lawn. With today's deal, you will get 2.5 cubic yards of organic compost top dressing for your lawn, which covers at least 3,000 square feet. It's half off from Green Energy Lawn Care. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
39 degrees, a little breezy this morning.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 7 o'clock. It's 7 o'clock.
Carolina basketball.
Alley-oop to McAdoo.
On 97.9 FM, WCHL.